Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg's Yam Club has been closed by the district. According to the district office, the reason is a structural survey reporting that the stability of the club's retaining wall is no longer guaranteed. The report recommended, quote, immediate closure of a 5-meter-wide strip of the riverbank, and the hall of the club is located 2.9 meters from the shore. The hall will be opened again, possibly in parts, if it is structurally possible. As the operators of Yam announced in a press release on Monday, the club's main building has already been locked up and made strong accusations against the district, stating, quote, a permanent closure of the hall would mean the end of the club, as no indoor events would be possible even after the corona crisis. We wonder whether the district office is only considering this consequence or whether the final displacement of the club is intended. The operators went on to say that as early as 2003, a structural survey had warned of the dilapidated condition of the wall and a possible danger to the site, adding, quote, nevertheless, the district, senate, and federal government were only concerned with the question of who would bear the costs of the restoration. The expert report on the stability of the retaining wall and building, which the club has been requesting for years, was not commissioned until the end of 2019, resulting in the current closure. The Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district office, on the other hand, refers to the, quote, suspected danger situation on account of which Yam has long had the obligation to limit passenger traffic in the shore area and not use vehicles upon. With the newly available expert report, the district believes that there is now a, quote, secured and aggravated danger situation, which is why the construction authorities were forced to implement the current safety measures. In 3 to 4 weeks, a detailed analysis of the structural design of the now closed hall should be available. If this further expert opinion, quote, shows that the building is not endangered in the event of a wall demolition, the building will be reopened if it does not pose any danger to people. Due to the corona pandemic, Yam had to shut down on March 12th, and only since June 12th has it been possible to resume limited outdoor operations in strict compliance with all hygiene regulations. Now, however, according to club operators, quote, without access to office and logistics rooms, and with a construction fence on the entire site, outdoor operation is hardly possible. This would put the club, which has been in existence for 25 years and in which 80 people work, at risk. It's been reported that the district had already caused the club difficulties in the past, with reference to the unclear condition of the wall. Several construction projects for the club have been thwarted, and the signing of a long-term lease has been repeatedly refused. On June 24th, the district administration, which is also the owner of the area and responsible for the maintenance of the wall, announced an imminent closing off of the riverbanks to the club. In a meeting scheduled for July 1st, the club and the construction supervisor were to discuss the arrangements. Last Friday, however, contrary to the agreement, the main building was officially closed and sealed. The district office rejects the accusations, stating that due to the burdens of the structural analysis investigations, the club has already been exempted from rent for several months, and that the district office is in constant communication with the club regarding any problems that arise and has always found joint solutions whenever possible. Berlin Briefing will continue to report on this and other stories about the struggling Berlin club scene in corona times as more details emerge. Mayor Müller has indicated that corona tests will be available to all Berliners, quote, very soon. Currently, only those who have permission from the public health department are tested free of charge in the capital. And, as we reported yesterday, all daycare center employees are now permitted to be tested even without symptoms. In other federal states, the procedure is different. In Bavaria, for example, everyone will soon be able to be tested for the virus without symptoms at the expense of the state. When asked in an interview on NTV Monday evening why this is not possible in Berlin, Mayor Mueller replied that he believes Berlin will be taking the same course of action as Bavaria, and at the moment it is happening step by step. He believes that at some point everyone will be able to go to their family doctor and get tested free of charge, explaining that if one federal state started to do so, it would create a wave. Tests would become cheaper and simpler, making it, quote, completely unproblematic for many people to be able to get tested. Health Senator Kelechi, on the other hand, had made it clear on Monday in the Health Committee of the Parliament that she does not see free tests for everyone in the capital for the time being, stating, quote, we want to do more tests in Berlin, but we also want to do more targeted testing. The discussion about the impact of the S-21 construction site in relation to the monument to the Sinti and Roma murdered under National Socialism is likely to lead to changes in the route plans for the mega project. According to information from the Berliner Morgenpost, Deutsche Bahn, representatives of the federal government, and the state of Berlin are said to have reached an agreement on this with the Central Council of Sinti and Roma at a meeting. A spokesman for the Senate Traffic Administration explained that on Friday there was an intensive and constructive discussion on the topic. During this meeting, the parties involved agreed that a further detailed examination should be carried out to determine all alternatives to a route that are technically possible, and how the problems that arise in each case can be overcome. The aim remains to find the solution that will provide maximum protection for the monument. A follow-up meeting is planned after the summer break. The debate that recently arose about the consequences of the construction for the memorial could thus come to an amicable end. In May, the Central Council of Sinti and Roma in Germany had publicly criticized the plans of the railway for the first time. According to them, for the construction, the memorial, designed by Israeli artist Dani Karavan, would apparently have to be completely dismantled. Deutsche Bahn, or DB, is now looking into alternative routes for the S-Bahn tunnel under the government district, although there's already said to be a clear favorite. Instead of running a tunnel west of the Reichstag building in the immediate vicinity of the memorial, both tunnels could now run further east under Friedrich-Ebert-Platz between the Reichstag and the Jakob-Kaiser-Haus. According to information from the Berliner Morgenpost, the Bundestag administration and DB have agreed on an intensive examination of this route. Deutsche Bahn had been looking for a route for construction of a second north-south tunnel for the S-Bahn for several years. The attitude of the Bundestag administration in particular caused delays. It rejected various routes in its vicinity. Most recently, the parliamentarians opposed plans, stating that the distance to the historic building was too close and endangered its stability. People familiar with the case have reported that parliamentarians were generally displeased with a huge construction site so close to the Reichstag, and the option of the stretch under the Spree also poses additional challenges, resulting in potentially having to close the river during construction. Regardless of the route chosen, the complicated construction will probably take a year longer than expected. Alexander Kaczmarek, the railway's representative for the state of Berlin, had last declared that he wanted to complete the entire S-21 line from Gesundbrunnen to Südkreuz as early as 2030. According to reporting, however, this ambitious plan will now become less likely. The corona crisis has caused more disposable and non-recyclable waste in Berlin. The chief of Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, Stephanie Otto, told RBB Inforadio on Tuesday that there were generally fuller bins, especially in the paper and recycling sector, and it was particularly noticeable during the time of lockdown when many online deliveries were being made. Although the waste baskets in public areas were emptier than in the previous year, the BSR noted a significant shift in the pollution hotspots, clearly noticeable to them when restaurants were closed and food was being offered for takeaway only and then being consumed outside. In public and private bins, the amount of disposable materials such as to-go cups and food bowls has increased. According to Otto, in order to counter the growing mountain of disposable waste, it's necessary above all for citizens to cooperate. Consumers should, for example, think about how much waste is produced by the products they choose when going shopping. In the production of household garbage during the lockdown, on the other hand, with the exception of the 2 Easter weeks, there were no significant changes. According to the report, around 15,000 tons of household waste are produced each week in Berlin. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.